Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. As I've been waiting on the Lord these last several days, I've been in much prayer for the body of Christ, that God will bring into every individual member, because everyone is important in God's body, that He will fulfill His purposes and His will for our individual lives. And as I was in prayer, the Lord impressed upon me that those who are listening to my voice right now, the Holy Spirit is going to bring you into a position of new strength and faith that God has available to you. God has a great purpose for all of our lives, and I believe you're sensing in the Spirit an increased desire to know the Word of the Lord as never before. Do you feel a hunger way down deep in your heart to draw closer to the Lord? I know I've been experiencing that. The blessed Holy Spirit reveals to me that God has three things that He desires to do in the life of His people right now. First of all, He's going to open our understandings of the Word of God in a new depth. He's going to bring you into a covering of His anointing, which shall bring forth a working of faith in your life to unleash those powerful blessings of God that He has for you. And there will also be an inner strengthening of your heart for the purpose of you stepping forth into a new dimension of God's love. I've been praying through the difficulties and the troubles that have been just seem to be overwhelming God's people. And I've been praying for God's perfect will to be brought forth. God has a perfect will for each of our lives. And I believe from this moment on, you're going to have a new position as a believer in Christ. You'll be, as it were, a container for God's presence in the world today. And as you do that, there's going to be many things that take place, deliverances and healings and open doors and souls saved through your prayers. And when you pray, you're going to recognize a new sense of authority as you pray to the Lord and intercede for others. And this position that God is desiring to bring us into is not one that happens by accident. It's a position that God has meant you to have as a member in particular of His body. And you're going to feel God's powerful anointing stirring within you many, many times as He overrules the attempts of Satan to hinder your growth into the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a maturing time for you in the Lord and for God's people. And as I was just in prayer, the Lord brought to my attention a prophetic word that He had given some decades ago, and I feel it's significant and important to share with you. So I'm just going to share a portion of it. Hear the words of this prophecy, my children, and rejoice. Listen and stand in ready submission and obedience unto me. I'm touching you with the light of my presence to open up the doors of your understanding. Through the days ahead of you, you will experience an appreciation for the beauty of my word and a new reverence and new awe for my word. Why shall this be? Because I desire to draw you to the flowing springs of living water that your joy may overflow. There shall be a bursting forth from within the hearts of my people, a new and a powerful praise that shall be more beautiful than has ever been heard. There shall be a fullness of joy opening within the hearts of my obedient and faithful sons and daughters, which shall be like a beautiful flower whose fragrance fills the air. My children, behold, the time of outpouring is nigh at hand. While evil does abound in the earth, shall not my spirit, my anointing, my power much more abound, so that you will not be defeated? Yea, bring to me your broken hearts of shattered dreams and expectations, of suffering and failures, and I will begin a beautiful, perfect, loving, and glorious new thing in your life. You shall bear forth much fruit. You'll see the dawning of a new pathway of victorious purpose and experience in your life. Relax in my arms, my children. Release your broken hearts to the soothing touch of my healing presence. Is not my presence upon and within you like a stirring of the waters? Can you not feel the touch of my spirit gently creating new faith in your heart? Can you not feel the sparks of holy fire being kindled in you? It shall not remain a fleeting spark, but it shall be a fire of my anointing, which no work of Satan can put out. All of my people who shall believe and accept my holy working in their lives will become pillars of faith, pillars of strength, pillars of hope and light to those who sit in darkness and in defeat. When you see a human body that has a member rendered helpless and ill, doesn't the whole body suffer? So it is also true that I have declared that the children of God are members in particular of the body of Christ. Therefore, any member that lies idle because they feel they are insignificant and only a small member of the body, that attitude hinders my work. Many have rebelled against me, and many have refused to function in the needed hour. They've stood as a dry tree trunk when I desired so much to make them a living planting of righteousness, full of life flowing through them, so they could bear much fruit. Yea, the life is in the vine, but the fruit, beloved, is in the branches. Satan desires to wrap my people in a cloak of lethargy, so the world can be lulled to destruction in the sleep of sin. Let him that feels worthless and useless and insignificant before the Lord look alive. Look to me. Be watchful and diligent and alert, for the moving of the Lord is at hand. Let him that is weak call to be strengthened. Let him that lacks knowledge take up my word, and I will teach him by my Spirit the things of God. Let him that has no might stand and volunteer for service, and I will clothe him with a full covering of armor and strength. The hand of my anointing will be on my people who move forward, and my strength and my energy shall be imparted to them. Multitudes of my people languish in fear and dread. Multitudes more are bowed low with infirmities, even more with discouragement and leaden steps. This is not a time to do less, says the Lord. Many sit in despair because of the conditions of the world. Beloved, all is not lost, all is not hopeless. My people will be strengthened and stirred by the hand of my anointing. Their hearts need the quickening of my spirit anew and afresh. Lo, all who are willing shall hear. They shall turn their ears to the word of the Lord, which shall go forth as a trumpet blast. They shall hear the truth, and they shall be set free. In the midst of difficulties and trials, I will be their support. When the darkness seems to be closing in, I will be their light of victory. No darkness in this world can hide my face from the eyes of the children of faith. Beloved, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord of unlimited possibilities. I know no lack. My storehouse is full. Your requests and your needs can never exhaust my resources. Think largely. Ask largely, so your joy will be full to overflowing. Beloved, no thought you have is too much for me to grant. No need is too great. No task is too hard for me to do. Beloved, my obedient ones shall stand and hear my voice. Yea, you shall see what the world can't see. You shall hear what the world can't hear. I will anoint your eyes to see and your ears to hear the things of God. You who are my own will hear my voice and will not fear to follow. I reveal to you truths and the promises contained in my written word, which will transform your lives. I will whisper to the inner recesses of your heart and mind the holy purposes of God for your life. And as you open your hearts through love and obedience to me, you shall begin to know the glory and the power and the truth of my word like never before. All that have the desire to hear and obey, awaken to the call of the Lord of hosts. Come, come to me. Come, you who are hungry, you who are in distress. Come, you who are bent with heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Let God arise in your life as the eagle that soars high in the heavens. I think only good toward you. I desire only good toward you. Yea, along the highways and byways of the earth, I am calling to you. Open your ears to hear, your tongue to praise me, for the moving of the Lord shall begin in your whole being. It shall even be as anointing oil which is poured on the head of the priest for the separation and anointing of holy service, even as Aaron of old. I shall cause my spirit to be the anointing of power upon and within you, and you shall be as one of my jewels, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, the word of the Lord is timeless, beloved, and we can be strengthened and encouraged by his ever-failing, everlasting love to us. If you need prayer, I encourage you to write and know that I'm going to be in prayer and fasting for you, because I'm believing God is bringing us all to a new day in him. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,